Alright everyone, it's the Grimlord here. This is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with Mia, and the only reason why I'm doing Mia, even though it's Animagus, is because we're done with Mia. I've been editing the script for Mia, and I've changed a lot of things, and there may be an unofficial patch available very soon. So, stay tuned for that. By the way, I'm actually running this off my patch. Now, right now, what we're gonna play, I haven't actually edited. So, as soon as I get done playing this and finish the game, I'll be editing the rest of the script. And it should be done by today, because I've gotta turn it in today to a guy in the industry. And hopefully we'll get this out. Now, Unseaton will not allow this patch to come out officially. They're kind of dicks, and their company's not so great. I've heard a lot of bad things, unfortunately. And, you'll get it from a certain place. So, I'll let you guys know. Tired and bleary-eyed, you wake up to the sound of Mia's voice and the thud of her body falling onto yours. Just kidding, ha ha ha. The fuck, Mia? Oh, some of my changes did actually make it. Stuff where there'd be like a HHH has been changed over to he. Because HHH doesn't make sense outside of a text message. The fuck, Mia? Don't joke about shit like that. You could have given me a heart attack. With a coy smile, she sticks her tongue out at you. What are you so upbeat about? You didn't take advantage of me while I was sleeping, right? You know, sex isn't the only thing I care about. I'm not some shallow slut for your information. Oh, right, this must be due to being allowed to hang with your bestie again. Without sneaking around, I mean. Don't forget the part about not being grounded anymore. We'll have even more opportunities now to do stuff. She moves her hand down to your crotch. Didn't you just a minute ago tell me that sex wasn't the only thing you think about? You're doing a poor job of proving that point, you know. Sorry, I guess I get horny when I'm happy. Well, I thought I fixed that, but I guess not. But you're almost never happy, and I've seen you horny a ton of times. What's your point? Yeah, I'm horny when I'm happy and unhappy. Most guys would kill for a girlfriend like that. Well, you're not my girlfriend. Yeah, I'm not. Sliding her way off the bed, you notice her beaming smile slightly fade. So what are your plans for today? No doubt spending the entire day with Emma. Probably, at least she appreciates my company. Huh, I'm not sure, but was that another passive-aggressive jab at me? No, it's just a fact I've come to learn. Unless you want to prove me wrong? Oh, and how would I go about doing that? How about we hang out today, just the two of us? Honestly, I don't even remember the last time we did that. What are you talking about? We hang out all the time. You know, just spending time with each other. No ulterior motives, no strings attached. I mean, guess we could. You'd seriously rather do that than hang out with Emma? I love Emma, but drama always seems to surround her. I wouldn't mind having a day off from it all. So what do you say? Can you survive a day with me that doesn't include you shoving your cock into one of my holes? It won't be easy since I like your holes, but let's give it a shot. Awesome. How about we go see a movie after breakfast? My pick, of course. Sure. I presume that means you're also paying, right? Yeah, although I kind of look at it like we're both paying. After all, we did make those videos together. How much are you getting, by the way? I didn't check the exact number, more than enough to afford two tickets to the movies. Anyway, let's go downstairs already. With an excitement you'd rarely seen in Mia, she grabs your wrist and races downstairs, pulling you with her. As you enter the kitchen, you're shocked to see Emma in there chatting with your mother. Naturally, your heartbeat quickens immediately. Em, what are you doing here? Morning, guys. Well, since we're all friends again, I thought I'd take the opportunity to have breakfast with all of you. You don't mind, do you? No, not at all. I'm just surprised to see you here. It's kind of trippy seeing you guys being all cordial and stuff. Cordial. Yeah, real trippy. Sensing the awkward lull in the conversation, your mother pipes up with a clearly fake sense of joy. You two are right on time. Come, sit down and eat. Doing as she said, all four of you sat down at the table to eat breakfast. So what do you want to do today, Mia? Go shopping, maybe? Actually, me and Grim are thinking of catching a movie. Alone. Well, that's cool. I'd hate to stand in the way of some quality brother-sister bonding time. She winks at you like movie is code and she knows what it stands for. She couldn't know that this time it was wrong. I don't remember the last time I went to the movies. Do you have anything particular in mind? Not really. We'll just see what's playing and decide from there. All I know is that she's picking the movie, she made that clear. Without saying a word, Mia gives the table a big smile. No matter, your mother and I can have a girl's day instead, right? Oh shit, I think Mother's head is about to explode. Don't know about that, I'm sure you can find something better to do than hang around with boring old me. Oh, don't sell yourself so short, I don't think you're boring at all. She sends you another wink as you feel your face go flush. Wow, I must be in the Twilight Zone or something. You two hanging out? What's this world coming to? Hell. Know what? I gotta go to the little girl's room, excuse me. Sure thing. Getting up from the table, Emma disappears out of the kitchen. Spending the day with Emma, huh? Part of me actually would love to stay and see that. You sure don't want to ask Emma to go with you? Let's try that again. You sure you don't want to ask Emma to go with you? She might feel left out. This is all too weird. I gotta find out what game Emma's playing. Maybe now's my best chance while she's alone. Nice try, Mother. You're not getting out of this one. Actually, I think I'll go use the bathroom, too. Be right back. I'm having flashbacks of the food poisoning incident again. Haha, yeah. Standing up to leave, you exchange a look with your mother, intuitively letting you know what you're really about to do. Whoa, what do you think you're doing? Didn't anyone teach you to knock? Yeah, whatever. What are you up to? Freshening up? You know what I mean. Why are you here? Because I felt like having breakfast with my favorite perversely dysfunctional family? What's the problem? How about we cut the bullshit and get right to what you want with me and Mother? I don't know what yet, but I know you well enough to be sure you're plotting something. I'm flattered by the amount of credit you give me. What am I, a supervillain? Kinda, yeah. Because somehow just being near you seems to end up with someone getting fucked. Hey, it's not my fault you got yourself in a messy situation. Honestly, I'm quite disappointed in myself that I didn't catch what's going on until last night. Just stay out of it. What happens between me and Mother is none of your business. Maybe. Though does that also extend to Mia? Pretty sure she wouldn't be happy if she found out. Then there's no reason why she should find out. Just keep your mouth shut, problem solved. I don't know. Doesn't my best friend deserve to know the truth about this mysterious girlfriend of yours? Just tell me what you want, Emma. I'm really not buying this moral dilemma shit. Honestly, new talent. What? Truth is, I'm not sure how much longer Mia will last making these videos. It shouldn't be well Mia lasts. Lately, I noticed she's been developing something resembling a conscience. Why, did something happen I don't know about? Kinda. I won't go into specifics, but it's enough to make me realize Mia's become unreliable. It's just a matter of time before she starts resisting the whole thing. No thanks to you, by the way. I literally have no idea what you're talking about. Oh, come on, you really don't know? You know, me and her feelings for you. Her feelings? Wow, you're thick. Haven't you noticed anything unusual about how she's acting around you? Well, sort of. She's been a bit more sexually aggressive towards me lately. And moody. Yeah, no shit, because she has like a crush on you or something. What? This is Mia we're still talking about, right? She's not really the getting a crush type, especially when it comes to me. Why would you even say that? Did she tell you something? No, idiot. She'd be way too embarrassed to admit it. It's obvious as hell, though. Well, to me at least. Either way, the point is, she's going soft. Which is why I plan on adding your mother in the mix. Wait, you're not saying what I think you are. You've really gone off the deep end, huh? Possibly. Still, I usually find a way to get what I want, and I doubt this time would go any different. Suddenly behind you. What are you two doing in here? Her tone was slightly annoyed and accusatory as she said this. Nothing, we were just chatting. Chatting alone in the bathroom? Yeah, that's not weird at all. Doesn't seem weird to me. Why do you care, huh? I don't care, I'm just saying. Anyway, I'm going to my room to get ready. You should probably do the same, Grim. After suspiciously glancing from you to Emma, Mia leaves the bathroom. Jealous much? And with that comment, Emma leaves the bathroom as well. Mia really was acting a little weird, wasn't she? Although maybe Emma just put a worm in my ear. No point in worrying about it now. Doing as Mia suggested, you go upstairs to change. Also upstairs in Mia's room. I wonder if he really wants to spend the day with me, or if he's just doing it to please me. Stop it, Mia. Enjoy the day you're gonna have. So a little uncertain about everything, Mia goes to finish getting ready. Not long after. Yeah, this looks okay. I wonder if Mia's dressed too. She's not here. Maybe she actually already got changed. That'd be a first. May as well go downstairs too. Walking into the living room, you see Emma and your mother sitting on the couch together. Naturally, you're still weirded out by the sight of it. Hey, where's Mia? I think she's... Hey, you ready? Peering from the kitchen, Mia walks into the living room. Yeah, you look nice. Thanks, you don't look bad yourself. So, ready to go? Uh-huh. Look at you two, could almost pass as a couple. Embarrassed by Emma's comment, you feel your face heat up as you look over to Mia. And from the look of her cheeks, you could tell she feels the same. Yeah, okay, we should get going now. We'll be home in a few hours, probably. Alright guys, have fun. Try not to be long. She looks at you in a way which instantly lets you know the subtext of her words. Don't be too long. You know there was no way she's gonna enjoy her time with Emma. Got it. To the movies we go. Finally, you and Mia leave the house. Hey, Grim.
Yeah?
I just wanted to say thanks for coming with me. I know I can be a bit abrasive sometimes, maybe even a little bitchy. But I do appreciate you hanging out with me, even though you probably got better stuff to do. No problem. Besides, there really isn't anything better to do anyway. My options were either play video games alone in my room or sit around for hours at Sam's place. At least you're much prettier to look at, chuckle. Again, her cheeks turn a rose-tinted shade. You think I'm pretty? Smiling, Mia playfully punches your shoulder. All these compliments are making me bashful, and that's not a good look for me. Let's go. You head into town, and soon you arrive at the cinema. Well, we're here, so what do you want to see? Hopefully not some lame rom-com. Since when have I ever been a rom-com kind of girl? No, there's this action movie that just came out that I thought we'd both enjoy. Since when have you been an action movie kind of girl? Since I saw what the main character looked like shirtless. She smirks at you before going up to the counter and buying the tickets. Got 'em. Let's go in. Boy, she really is in a good mood, isn't she? Let's go. All the more reason why she can't ever find out about me and Mother. Even if she doesn't have a crush on me, like Emma said, I'm sure she still would be thrilled. Although, who would? 2 hours later. Wow, that sucked. In fact, even sucked as a compliment. Oh, thank God you said that. My opinion of you would have really gone down if you told me you loved it. How could anyone love that? I don't even know what to call it. It was literally one of the worst things I ever saw. And I saw beheading videos. Wait, you watch beheading videos? Why the hell would you do that? Don't know. Morbid curiosity? Boredom? Damn, you really need to find some career for yourself, quick. All that free time is slowly going to turn you into a psychopath. Yeah, you'd be my first victim. Haha, so what now? Did you want to head home, or... Oh, is that what you wanted? I mean, not if you had something else in mind. Nothing really, though I was kind of thinking we could go to the park and, you know, talk maybe? Talk, I suppose we could do that? Hell, why not? Let's go. We're actually really close to the end of the script because I've read this part. Awesome, lead the way. Not long after, you were at the park. The park. Sitting next to Mia, you two take a second to soak in the sun. Gorgeous day out, wouldn't you say? Yeah, it's great. I spend so much time inside that sometimes I forget how nice it is to relax in the fresh air. No arguments here. For a few minutes, you and Mia sit quietly enjoying the breeze. Grim?
Yeah?
Remember earlier when you said you'd go with me since you have nothing better to do? Oh god, that didn't offend you, did it? I was just joking around. No, I know. I wasn't offended or anything. It's just that it got me wondering. Wondering what? I don't know. Wondering what you want to do with yourself. With your life and stuff. Not sure if we've ever talked about that. I don't think so. Also, to be perfectly honest, I'm not really sure yet. This year's been pretty crazy, to say the least. Guess I've sort of lost direction a little?
Oh.
Noticing the saddened look across Mia's face, you attempt explaining yourself better. I'm not saying that it's your fault or anything at all. Hell, I was the one who initiated it to begin with. And then it all kind of blew out of proportion. I certainly hadn't expected things to go the way they did, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Can I ask you a question, Grim?
Shoot.
Why'd you do it?
Do what?
You know, start that stuff with me.
Why? Well, not even sure I know why.
Just try. There must have been a reason other than you find me hot. You move uncomfortably on the bench, somewhat taken aback by Mia's line of questioning. The weight of the conversation was intense, and in some ways exposing. I mean, it's no secret I was never the most popular kid in school. It's not that I'm introverted or something. I just don't open up that easily. Even now, how many friends do I have? Sam? What does that have to do with me? Everything. You are exactly what I'm not. Confident, easygoing, adventurous. Everything I'm not but kind of want to be. It was attractive, and since we never really hung out that much, it wasn't hard to forget we were brother and sister. Even then, the pure fact of that was... the pure fact of what it was, the danger, it made me feel alive. I had no idea you felt that way. Well, I did. Not only did you represent what I wanted to be, you're also the type of girl I could never get. You know, the popular chick. The girl all the guys wanted but were too scared to approach. I don't know what to say. There's nothing to say. To be honest, I'm the one that should be saying something. I'm not sure what you mean. Sorry, I've done things I regret. Things that no one deserves to have done to them. I mean, I tricked you, exploited you. You deserve better, even if our relationship was as it was. You don't have to apologize. It might have started horribly, but I can't deny that we definitely had some fun times. Crazy and risky, but fun. And now things are different again. Different? Let's not get into it. I'm not sure you'd react the way I wish you would. If I did tell you, it might just ruin things. Is she talking about her having a crush on me? I'm probably just reading too much into it. Becoming aware of the conversation's dourness, Mia forces herself to put on a smile. By the way, you never answered about your plans for the future. You said you didn't know, but I'm sure a smart guy like you has something in mind, right? Or are you too embarrassed to tell me? Well, if I had the chance, I'd probably go to college. Oh, really? But you are in university, mate. Remember, the very first line of the script says, in university. And now they've changed it to college. And I tried to change it to college, but it didn't make sense in the sentence. I'd have to rewrite the whole sentence. So, it's weird. There's also a lot of British, or not really British, but European spellings of, like, barbecue and a couple other words that I had to fix. Oh, really? To do what? I sort of wanted to get into architecture. Architecture? Wow, I had no idea that's something you're interested in. I would have guessed something like making video games. Nah, I like playing them, but making them sounds like a nightmare. I don't want to ruin the fun of it. You know, like finding out how a magic trick works. Ah, gotcha. Never thought of it like that, huh? Still, architecture? That came out of left field. Of course it did. We've hardly ever had any real substantial conversations before. I bet you don't even know my favorite movie. Easy. It has to be one of the ones we made. Feeling the moon lighten, you laugh at Mia's joke. For the sake of your ego, I'll let you think that, chuckle. What about you? Any plans for the future? Geez, I really have no clue. For one thing, school's definitely not in the cards. No surprise there. No offense, but you were never the most studious type of girl. Believe me, I know. Sometimes I think I'm dumb because of it, but I honestly just think some people aren't cut for it. And I'm one of them. You might be right. Anyway, I've seen firsthand how determined you can be when you want something, so I think you'll be fine. Thanks. We should do this more often, just the two of us, you know, talking. I'd like that. Well, we should probably head on home. Even if Mother and Emma called a truce, I don't want to push my luck. Good idea, let's go. You two get up and head on home. As you get near your house, you hear your phone sound off with a message. I wonder who that is. Retrieving the phone from your pocket, you're shocked to see what was on your phone. Your mother kneeling on all fours, naked, staring up at the camera. Christmas has come early this year. Underneath are words, Christmas has come early this year. Instantly you realize who this is from. Emma. The fuck is she doing? We're just about to come inside and this is the state mother's in? Everything okay, Grim? Well, you look like you're about to pass out. Don't tell me it's some kind of sex from your secret girlfriend. Giddy, Mia tries swiping the phone from you. Don't touch it! Whoa, calm the fuck down, I was just messing around with you. I know, I'm sorry. What am I gonna do now? There's no way I can let Mia go into the house. Whatever. Wait, where are you going? Where does it look like I'm going? Home, idiot. You can't do that. Why is that? Cause shit, think of something. Cause I wanna have some, you know, alone time with you. Are you serious? Your girlfriend sends you a skanky photo of yourself and now you're turned on. You want me to take care of it? What? Of course not. The message wasn't even from her. It was just of her. Bullshit. Then why'd you freak out so much when I tried to see? I don't know. Reflex? God, you're so full of shit. Wait, please just stop walking. I'll tell you who that was from. Fine, who? It was Emma. Emma, what does she want with you? She has your birthday present in the living room. Yeah, the message she sent was a picture of it. My birthday present? My birthday isn't for another month, though. I don't know. I suppose she just got excited and bought it. Also, she brought it over because she wanted to show it to our mother. Oh, I had no idea she was even thinking about that. She hasn't even mentioned my birthday. Well, it makes sense if she wants to surprise you. Huh? So what is it? What? What did she get me? I can't go inside because I don't want her to think the surprise was ruined. But you can tell me. I can't do that. You're just gonna have to wait. Damn. After pouting for a moment, she walks back towards you. Fine, fine. Go inside and get rid of her then. That horrible movie really wore me out, so I'd love to go in my room and chill for a bit. Good idea. Why don't you just go for a quick walk around the park again? Alright, just so she knows, this present better be good. Really? Damn. Then I better tell Emma to take... take back what she bought and get a gigantic pink dildo instead. Very funny. Elbowing your shoulder exuberantly, Mia made her way back towards the park. Holy crap, I can't believe I actually managed to bullshit her. That was too close. Now I better deal with whatever stunt Emma's pulling inside. My life's really become constant walking on eggshells. You almost sprint into the house as soon as Mia moves away enough. The moment you enter the living room, you're met with quite a sight. Ah, you're finally home. Where's Mia? Where the fuck do you think she is? I had to get rid of her so she wouldn't see this. Whatever this is. Who knows, maybe she'd like it. How is this funny to you? You actually trying to get caught? Because I thought you actually cared about Mia. Of course I do. I knew you'd do whatever it takes to make sure she doesn't catch us. Plus, it's cute seeing you all flustered like this. This isn't a game, Emma. People could get hurt if you keep messing around like this. Don't worry, it'll be fine. Although I'd love to know what excuse you managed to concoct to get rid of Mia. Long story short, your birthday present for her better be damn good. Birthday present? Actually, forget it. For once, I agree with you. Mother, hurry and get dressed because Mia's going to be here soon. While still on all fours, your mother mumbles incoherently with the gag still on. Oops. She'd probably take this thing off her, especially since we'll be filling that hole with something else soon. Emma removes the gag off your mother's mouth. Get up, Mother. Mia's gone for a quick walk around the park, but she won't be long. You gotta get dressed, fast. I can't, not until you make me come. Well, let's stop messing around and hurry up. Oh, she's not messing around. We're playing a little game. It's called Bust a Nut or Get Busted. Just for once, can you please stop being a crazy bitch? Now's really not the time for it. You know, the more you keep talking, the less time you'll have left. To bust that nut, I mean. I suggest you just get on with it. She's right, Mother. Let's just get this over with. Still on her knees with a sullen... Gotta remove that. Your mother starts crawling towards you. She's bluffing, Mother. There's no way she'd rat us out. Maybe can we take that risk? You should listen to her, Grim. Besides, isn't this what you've been sneaking around to do anyway? Just give in and enjoy yourself. Reaching to your mother and buttons your pants and pulls your cock out. Now go and put that big hard cock of his in your mouth. Don't be shy. Complying, your mother opens her mouth and slides her surprisingly erect cock down. Your surprisingly erect cock down. That comma does not need to fucking be there. Fuck me, this is hot. Who knows, if this gets me wet enough, I might just join you. Watching this go down from the side, Emma starts massaging her pussy through her pants. Fuck, I have to stop this, but it feels too fucking good. With an urgent task at hand, your mother aggressively slurps and sucks your cock. By the way, I took all the and commas out, because you don't need a comma after and. That's actually a grammar rule that I didn't know, but now I do. Her eyes welling up as she keeps gagging on it. Wow, you're absolutely ravenous for his cock. Sure, you aren't enjoying it just a little? You gotta come, Grim. I'm trying, just keep sucking, okay? Good advice, and... Oh, I don't know. I'll look at the script again, guys. And while you do that, I think I'll get a little more comfortable. As your mother resumes blowing you, Emma strips off all her clothes. The fuck are you doing? Put your clothes back on! Ignoring your panicked tone, Emma spreads herself out on the floor and starts fingering herself. How about now? Still want me to put my clothes back on? You'll probably come even faster while watching me do this. Realizing there's no point wasting your breath, you decide to just focus on the blowjob. Unfortunately, your anxiousness was making it difficult. You needed more stimulation. Damn, it's no use. I'm just not going to be able to do it. Am I doing something wrong? Want me to go faster, slower? No, it's your fault. You know, since I'm sort of responsible for putting you into this situation, only be fair if I helped out just a little, right? What do you mean? Just as your mother did earlier, Emma crawls up next to you. Wait, you're not gonna... And then she gently begins caressing the head with her tongue. Fuck!
Oh, what are you doing? Grim, don't let her do it. You feel your body shiver as Emma's moist tongue twirls and writhes around your saliva-covered glands. You never admit it, but sexually speaking, the scheming, manipulative, borderline sociopathic girl, she knew what she was doing. Or this scheming, manipulative, borderline... Oop, there's no R there. Sociopathic girl, she knew what she was doing. Why does he look like he's enjoying it even more than when I was doing it? Ugh, fuck that. I won't be upstaged by this dirty little whore. Annoyed by the obvious pleasure you were getting from Emma's oral skills, following suit, your mother starts sensually looking from the other side. Feeling left out, were you? No, just showing you how it's really done. Pay attention. Seeing the enjoyment you were getting from it, both girls doubled down on their efforts to make you come. Sliding erotically up and down every inch of your cock. It didn't take long before you could feel yourself getting closer. Keep doing it, just like that. I'm gonna... A sudden rush of endorphins pulsates throughout your body. It should be your body, not you body. As a stream of ejaculate squirts out of your cock and onto your mother's face. Wow, I keep forgetting how powerful your cum shots are. So warm. Wait, what did she just say? Did they do this before? I'll bet it is. Here, let me have a taste. Tastes so good I could drink it straight out of a glass. So, we done? Because you both really need to put some clothes on. Imagine the surprise me hasn't come home yet. Yeah, we should. As your mother starts standing up, Emma instead decides to grab hold tightly of your wrist. Huh? What are you doing? With your legs still feeling like jelly, Emma forcefully pulls you to the floor. Did you really think you're the only one who'd get off during this little session? Just how selfish are you? Hey, what the fuck, Emma? Stop it. Refusing to relent, Emma gets on top of you and proceeds to stick your cock into her dripping pussy. That's more like it. Now fuck me, Grim. I want you to fuck me like you're seconds away from getting caught by your sister. You're insane. Get off him. Saying this, your mother grabs Emma's arm, attempting to pull her off you. With all the shouting and commotion, you almost didn't hear the door handle jiggling. Jiggling, not juggling. Luckily, it's almost... Fuck, Mia's home! Uh-oh. Screw it, you two can deal with this. With panic setting in now, your mother races upstairs. As for you, with adrenaline running on overdrive, you toss Emma off you with ease. Ouch! Quick, leave out the back door now! Fine, we're finishing this later, just so you know. Whatever, just go! Irritated, Emma grabs her clothes and shoots out the back door. Simultaneously, he scrambled out from the line of sight. Just enough so she wouldn't see you as she came in and you got dressed. Hey, Grim. Father, what are you doing home so early? With a bead of sweat rolling down your temple, your heartbeat begins evening out. Oh, I thought I'd get off early today. Or, I just thought I'd get off early today. Pretty rebellious of me, huh? Yeah, super rebellious. You okay? Oh, yeah, I'm totally cool. Just hanging around doing nothing. Huh, you should think about getting a girlfriend. You'd be surprised at how busy that'd keep you. Really? I never thought about it like that. I'm going to hell. By the way, where's your mother? I haven't seen her a while, but I think she's upstairs. Okay, guess I'll head up and say hi. Why don't you go for a run or something? It'll do you some good to get the blood pumping a little. Great idea, I'll do that now. Like I need that, I'm on the verge of a heart attack. That's strange how Mia isn't home yet. She should have only been a few minutes. Maybe I should go to the park and look for her just to make sure everything's all right. After a little looking around, you finally find Mia. But... Ah, oh, there you are. What are you still doing here? Wait, who? Who the fuck's this loser? He's my boyfriend. Huh? Your boyfriend? Phew. Like this twerp could ever get a hot piece of ass like you. Hey, you should chill. Or what, you gonna tell on me? Fuck off, shit stain. Come on, Mia, let's get out of here. Taking Mia by the hand, you start pulling her away. Did I say you can take her? Hey, don't touch him. Look at this pitiful excuse for a man. You about to find out what it's like to be with a real man. Grabbing her arm, he jerks Mia towards him. Ouch, you're hurting me. Take your fucking hands off her, I'm warning you. What, maybe I didn't hear right. Was that a threat? Look, we don't want any trouble. Just let her go and we'll be on our way. Too bad, because trouble is exactly what I'm looking for. Stop it. Come on, do something about it. Too much of a pussy, huh? Fucking. That's what I thought. No way a limp dick coward like you could handle a piece of ass this fine. Saying this, he slaps Mia's ass hard. The moment he does, unable to stop yourself anymore, you swing at him. Unlucky for you, he was just waiting for it and dodges. Countering with a straight jab to your chest. Fuck!
feeling the wind get knocked out of you, almost fall to the ground. Ah, was that supposed to be a punch? Piss off and be grateful I didn't beat your face in. While his attention was still on you, Mia uses the chance. With all the strength she can muster, fuck! She kicks him in the balls, digging her foot deep into his crotch. As he fell to his knees from the pain, Mia grabs you. Come on, Grim, let's get out of here, fast. Yeah. You and Mia hurry to get away as soon as possible. Finally, hoping you were far enough, you slow down. You okay? Not really. You don't think something's broken? Nah, that's not the part that bothers me. I couldn't do anything that needs to be fixed to protect you. What are you talking about? You stood up for me. Some good that did do. Some good did that do? What? I'll fix it. He slipped my punch like it was nothing and almost knocked me out. Pathetic. Feeling ashamed, you look down at your shoes, too embarrassed to make eye contact. Hey, look at me. It doesn't matter that you didn't beat him up. What matters is that you defended me knowing the odds were against you. It's a lot braver if you ask me. It showed me how much you care. Guess I'm glad it wasn't all for nothing, at least. It wasn't. Trust me. Now let's get you home. In the meantime... Hey there, sexy. You read my mind. Oh, it's you. Did you just get home? Yeah, I decided to get off early and come home to my beautiful wife. And who knows, maybe have a little fun, too. Sorry, honey. I'm not really in the mood right now. Another time. Come on, if you give me a minute, I'm sure I'll be able to get you in the mood. I don't think so. Like I said, another time maybe. But I took off early from work for this. Come on, let's just fool around for a bit. Are you fucking deaf? I said no. Then get your hands off me. Damn. The hell is your problem? I'm just trying to be intimate with my wife for fuck's sake. I guess that's too much to ask for. Though, only if you're in the mood for it, right? Because it wasn't too long ago when I was the one looking for intimacy from you. What are you talking about? Nothing, just forget it. No, I wanted you to tell me what you mean by that. This is coming completely out of nowhere. Out of nowhere? Big surprise there. As usual, you're ignorant about everyone else's feelings unless it affects you. That's bullshit. Just get the hell out of here and let me get dressed. I don't need this shit right now. Fine, have it your way. Maybe when you cool off, we can have a proper civilized conversation. I'm going outside to get some air. Whatever. Still angry, your father... Damn, how many fucking spelling errors. Your father leaves the bedroom and goes into the backyard. How did that even happen? I thought things were going good between us. Unless something happened with Grace when she and Grim visited her? For a minute, he just stood and stared up at the sky, unsure of what to do. Then he took his phone out and dialed a number. After a few rings, someone answers. Long time no speak, big guy. What do I owe this pleasure to? Hi, Grace. How are things? I'm surviving. You? Not so great, actually. That's the reason I'm calling. I wanted to talk to you about my wife. I need some help. Really? How on earth could I possibly help you with that woman? Well, I was hoping things were different since she visited you. Maybe she told you something about me while she was there. What? I apologize if I'm making you uncomfortable. So if there's anything you know, I'd really appreciate it if you told me. For the sake of my marriage, please. What are you talking about? She never visited me. I don't think I've seen her in years, actually. Shocked by this information, your father's body went numb as the phone slipped out of his hand. What was that sound? Hey, you there? That evening, as dinner time arrives, the four of you are sitting around the table. You can't help feeling an unusual tension between your mother and father. By the way, I almost forgot to ask earlier, how was the movie you guys saw? Let's just say I'm feeling a sudden burst of PTSD just from remembering it. That bad, huh? Well, I guess that was perhaps to be expected. They don't make quality movies like they used to. That's true. Isn't that right, honey? Barely even acknowledging her with a sideways glance, your father took a swig of beer and... a lot, and swallowed it obnoxiously loudly. If you say so. That's my opinion, at least. Maybe I've just become old and jaded. Dead silence. If there ever was a time to use the phrase, cut the tension with a knife. Well, I don't really see a lot of movies. If the one we saw was indicative of the quality of others being made, you're right. Agreed, because this one was a real pile of garbage. Although, considering father's taste in movies, he'd probably love it. She giggled uncomfortably as that joke fell flat. The intended target barely registering what she said. I don't think I've ever seen him like this before. Is he really that pissed over our argument earlier? So, how was your day at work, Father? It was a question you hardly cared about the answer to, but it's a question that you at least hope would minimize the awkwardness. You know how it is, Grim. Day after day, same old shit. Not even worth talking about. Right? At least you finished early today, right? That's something. Yeah, I got a feeling I won't be doing that again. He is still pissed off about that. Heck, I barely even remember what I said. In the heat of it, I just kind of flipped out. Why is that? No reason. Forget I said anything. You sure everything's okay, Father? You're quieter than usual. If I didn't know any better, I'd guess you saw the same movie Grimm and I did. Just some stuff on my mind, Mia. Nothing for you to be concerned with. Yeah, something for me to be concerned with. Picking his beer up again, he takes several long gulps before finishing the bottle. You're really knocking those back, huh? Sure, it's such a good idea to be doing that on an empty stomach. I mean, you barely touched your dinner. I probably shouldn't, but you only live once. Speaking of which, I think I'm done with dinner. Don't really have much of an appetite. Oh, okay, after I clean up, do you want to watch a movie or something? You can probably find something better than what these two watched today, chuckle. Thanks, but I'm not in the mood. I'll just relax in my office for a while. Saying nothing more, he goes to leave the kitchen, grabbing one more beer from the fridge before he leaves. Man, I wonder what's gotten into him. Tell me about it. You look over to your mother and give her a questioning look. Stone faced, she simply shrugs. Simply shrugs. Guess there's no point dwelling on it, especially since I've got to go get ready soon. Ready for what? Oh, I forgot to tell you, Emma called me earlier and asked if I wanted to go out tonight. To like a club or something? Uh-huh, that's okay with you, right? Sure, no problem, although it's pretty cold outside, so you should probably rug up. I'd love to, but no can do. Since we're going out in the town, it's a perfect time to show off my assets. Mia looks over at you with a cute smile. Not that I'm looking for the attention, of course. Considering recent events, I thought you'd done more than enough of showing off your assets. Catching the passive aggressiveness of the comment, Mia bows her head regrettably. Sorry, that didn't come out right. It's okay, really. Not like I'm exactly proud of some things I did either. You're not hoping to meet someone out there, right? God, no. I've more than enough problems without some dim-witted jock fawning all over me. I never would have thought I'd hear you say this like a year ago. What can I say? I'm evolving. Actually, I was going to ask if you wanted to come with us. I don't think that'd be a great idea. I wouldn't mind going with you, but Emma, I don't have the energy for her. Eh, of course. Wouldn't want to get in trouble with your girlfriend, huh? Again, you glance at your mother. Something like that. Oh, girlfriend? How come I'm hearing this just now? He's keeping her secret for some reason, that's why. No idea why, though. It's complicated. And what's she like? Is she pretty? I mean, I'm not one to brag, but yeah, really pretty. Beautiful, in fact. Noticing Mia's eyes weren't on you right now, you take the chance to suggestively wink at your mother. I'm glad you feel that way. I'm sure if she were here, she'd be just as complimentary about you. Under the table, she presses her foot against your leg. She doesn't have to. She's shown me many times how she feels. Ew, I think I've heard enough. At least try being subtle about it. Don't be so prudish, Mia. You should be happy that Grimm has found a girl that pleases him. Her foot creeps up and brushes gently over your crotch. Instantly, you feel yourself go hard. Hopefully, in every way imaginable. This might be getting a little out of hand now. Okay, that's my cue to leave. So that's my cut to leave? She really needs to choose her words better. Gotta go get ready before I throw up all over myself. She said this sarcastically, but for a moment. I could swear there was a bit of jealousy in her voice. Sure you don't want to come along? You might have fun. Another time. Suit yourself. Saying this, Mia exits the kitchen. That was a bit risky, don't you think? I know, fun, right? Fun might not be the word I'd choose. You're right, don't know what came over me. It's fine. Plus, it's not like you're the only one acting different. You got any idea what's up with Father? I think so. I'm not entirely sure, though. Well, spill it. I don't think I ever saw him like this. Honestly, it's kind of worrying. We sort of had a fight when he came home from work. He made a move on me and I rejected him, pretty harshly. Whoa, must have been pretty bad if he's still acting like this. Kinda was, but can you blame me? After what happened with Emma, I was in a terrible mood. I get it, you had every right to be. What she's doing is fucked up. Humiliating, too. Doing all that to you in front of her. She pauses for a moment, a look of distress creeping over her face as she recalls what happened. Her doing all that to you, I know I didn't have a choice. I had to let her do it. I know, still it makes me wonder. You never explicitly said it, but I know you've been with her before. You actually are attracted to her. There was a time when I was, not gonna lie, but her personality, her behavior, she's not worth it, not even close. Good, because I don't feel like sharing you with anyone else. She pushes her body against yours, her arms wrapping around your waist. You're all mine. Aren't I lucky? Yes, you are, but we should take a step back before things get out of hand. How about the two of us watch a movie instead? Sure, mother. So fucking weird. Great. Won't be the first time you do something with me that my husband failed to do properly. Meet me on the couch when you're ready. I'll be right there. Not long after, you and your mother were on the couch. What a surprise, there's nothing good on. Maybe we can find a way to entertain ourselves instead. Snuggling in closer to you, she places her hand on your upper thigh. I don't think that'd be a really good idea, mother. Father or Mia could come in any second. Just messing around. I'm not that crazy to try anything at a time like this. Ah, look at you two lovebirds. Emma, how the hell'd you get in here? Also, keep your voice down. My husband's in his study over there. Whoops, sorry. How did I get in? Simple. I asked Mia for a spare key and she gave me one. Why, not happy to see me? Not really. Ouch, that hurts because I'm so happy to see you. Why on earth would you even need a key into our house? Why not? Since we've become so close these last few days, thought it was only right for me to come and go as I please. Emma looks down at your mother's hand still resting on your thigh. Try not to have too much fun with this one, Grim. Like I said, you and I still got some unfinished business. That is, if I don't succeed in finding someone else to satisfy my itch tonight. Fingers crossed, though, chuckle. Am I really supposed to believe you're that hard up? Didn't you have a boyfriend or something at one point? Who are we talking about? I had more than one boyfriend at more than one point, you know? Some even at the same time. Go on, screw one of them then. Not like you're picky. Wish I could dispute that, but you're not exactly wrong. I did fuck you, after all. As much as she tried to hide it, you noticed your mother's face drop. No offense, of course. Oh, of course, none taken. You say this with as much sarcasm as you can muster. Anyway, I'm not really seeing anyone right now, not that it's your business. Do you usually break their hearts or do they break yours? You're assuming Emma actually has a heart? Ah, fucking ha. But again, you're not entirely wrong. I do tend to get bored with guys pretty quick. Guess that's a cross I gotta bear for being so desirable. Ugh, where's the violin? Which is why it's even more odd that I haven't been properly fucked for so long. I'd almost fuck anyone at this point. Anyone, huh? Emma, knew I heard your voice out here. Your father suddenly pops out of his study. Hopefully you didn't hear too much. What brings you here? Wait, let me guess. You're here to see me. Ha ha ha. Holy shit, is he hammered? I don't remember if I ever saw him like this. Mia, actually. Although seeing you is a bonus as always. Oh, you sweet talker, you. You look absolutely gorgeous. Well, thank you. I should come here dressed like this more often, giggle. You won't hear any complaints from me, haha. Is this drunk idiot seriously flirting with this slut right in front of me? You should go upstairs. Mia's probably waiting for you. Wouldn't want to keep her waiting too long, right? Good idea. Listening to all these compliments, I almost lost track of time. Later, big guy. Saying this, Emma heads upstairs. Wait. Not if I, see you first. That's the one, haha. There was something I wanted to do. Oh, that was it. He goes to the kitchen to get a beer and back to his study. And Morin's really gone off the deep end, hasn't he? Tell me about it. He's flirting with Emma right in front of us. I shouldn't be surprised considering how drunk he is. Yeah, booze can sure make people behave in ways they wouldn't normally. I wonder what the behavior of a shit-faced, sexually frustrated girl would be like. Hey. Huh? You look like you just zoned out. Thinking about something? I'm thinking I should make a quick stop at the liquor store. Liquor store, listen, I don't need two drunks in the house. Not for me, Mother, it's for Emma. I think I just might have come up with a way to stop her from blackmailing us anymore. Really? What is it? It's a little complicated, though if everything goes as planned, I might be able to pull this off. Okay, well, if you're so confident it'll work, go for it. There's no time like the present. Exactly what I was thinking, I'll be back soon. And almost a run, you head to the liquor store to buy 3 bottles of vodka. Meanwhile... What about this one? I think it looks pretty hot. You're kidding, right? That dress is so 2 years ago. How do you even get the vodka? Remember they wouldn't... I guess nothing matters that happened in the previous episodes, you know?
Oh, sorry, you need an ID card.
That dress is so 2 years ago. Plus, I've seen you wear it like 50 times already. That's because it's awesome, and I feel super comfortable in it, too. Who cares about comfortability? We're going out, girl. Looking as fuckable as possible is our number one priority. I'm not trying to look fuckable. Why not? You're single, aren't you? Since we barely go out as is, might as well make the most of it. Unless what? Unless there's a certain, not Saradin, someone that's stuck in your head, hmm? Is there a certain someone? I know what you're implying, and like I already told you, there's nothing going on. You know, other than the sex. Why do you almost sound disappointed? You sure you don't want something else to be going on? Ugh, try that again. You sure you don't want something else to be going on? Can we please just drop this topic? Whatever's going on between me and Grim is purely physical. Besides, he has that girlfriend of his already. Not that I even know who she is, which is weird in its own right. Oh, you know who she is, alright. You'd probably hate to know who it actually is. Now you've made me lose confidence in this dress. Thanks a lot. Another dress ruined. Sorry, babe. It just doesn't do justice to how hot you are. I'd eat you out right now if it wasn't going to wrinkle my dress. Wow, you really are pent up, huh? You have absolutely no idea. If I don't get fucked soon, I'm really going to lose my shit. I'd really settle for almost anyone at this point. There's always a dork in the bedroom down the hall from you, giggle. Yeah, right. I did say almost anyone, right? I'm not that desperate, at least not yet. Mia takes off the dress she was wearing and puts on another one. What about this one? Fashionable enough to your standards? Now that's sexy. You sure you don't think my tits are out too much? Definitely not. They're out just the right amount. I don't know. Like I said, I'm not really looking for any attention tonight. Fine by me. Just don't tell that to all the guys buying us drinks. You're terrible, you know that? Would you love me if I wasn't? We really need to get you laid. As the girls kept getting ready, you had enough time to come back from the liquor store. Good, get the vodka. This should be more than enough to successfully pull off this plan. Better hurry and head inside. Where did you run off to? Nowhere important. Just had to quickly get something from the store. Were you two on your way out? Yep. Move out of the way. There's a one-night stand eagerly waiting for me. Shit, I almost missed him. The whole plan would have gone to shit if it was just a minute slower. If I was just a minute slower, rather. Actually, I just need a quick word with Mia, if you don't mind. It'll only take a second, I promise. What did you want to talk about? You haven't changed your mind about coming along, have you? You better not have, because I'm not waiting for him to get dressed. No, it's not that, though it's a bit private, so... Could we talk alone? Fine, but hurry. I'll wait outside. As soon as Emma leaves, Mia turns to you. You're almost starting to worry me, you know? What could be so private that Emma can't hear about it? Because it's about her. Look, I've been thinking about everything we've been doing lately, and... I'm not really comfortable with it. Oof. Specifically with Emma knowing as much as she does. Why, it's not like she'd tell anyone. Trust me, our secret's safe with her. It's mine and Mother's secret I'm more worried about. To be honest, I'm not so sure about that. We both know she's not above manipulation. I'd feel more at ease if we, how should I put this, had something on her too. Leverage, you know? Leverage? This is my best friend we're talking about, Grim. I know that. Still, just in case, I'd like to have that leverage. For peace of mind, if nothing else. Okay, fine. What is it you wanted to do anyway? More importantly, what do you want me to do? All I need you to do right now is to not let Emma hook up with anyone tonight. Under any circumstance, don't let her get laid. What? Why? I'll explain later on is when we get to phase two. Phase two? Just what the hell are you up to, Grim? Like I said, I'll explain later. Just cock block her as much as you can. Then bring her back here, okay? Honestly, this kind of sounds like you don't want her to get with anyone, so you can have a shot at her yourself. Don't worry, that's not the case at all. Trust me on this, please. Fine, I'll do it, since it's apparently so important to you. Thanks, Mia. I owe you one. Oh, you definitely do. This won't be easy. Yeah, you should get going, right? Good idea. Can't keep her waiting outside forever. So I guess I'll be seeing you in a few hours? Yeah, I'm counting on you on this one, Mia. Jeez, talk about putting the pressure on. Relax, I got this. Later. Good luck. With hope that Mia manages to do her part, you go to the living room. Ah, you're finally back. Did you get what you needed? I did. So now I can just sit back and relax with a beautiful woman by my side. You're wonderful, you know that? I am pretty great, huh? Oh yes, and don't forget, nuzzling against you once again, she squeezes your groin tightly. You like what you feel? Just feeling the outline of it is starting to get me wet. So how about taking things a little further? Or how about we take things just a little further? Clearly in a sexual mood, your mother vigorously pulls your pants down. Whoa, what are you doing? Having dessert? Ignoring your protest, she dropped her head into your lap and swallows your cock whole. Fuck me, it feels just as incredible as the first time. Pleasurable? I feel sorry that you'll never get to know just how incredible you are at that. Don't worry, it's more than enjoyable enough just to watch your, eyes. Rolling back into your head each time I engulf your juicy cock with my wet, wet lips. Wet, wet lips? Really? Again, she suctions her mouth down onto your cock, her warm breath causing the head of your penis to tingle euphorically. We have to stop. She ignores you as she violently gags on your throbbing cock. With all your will, you pull her mouth off you as string of her saliva hangs between your lips and your shaft. That should be a string. What's wrong? I thought you liked how I did it. Oh, I do. Although, aren't you forgetting something? What do you mean? Father, he's just in the other room. You know he can walk in on us any second, right? Don't worry about him. He's probably passed out from all the booze he's poured into himself. Come on, let's keep going. She tries lowering her head down again, but you stop her. Just let me check and make sure, at least. No need taking unnecessary risks. Fine, just hurry up. My pussy's yearning for you. But slowly sneaking into your father's study, you're relieved to see him just as your mother predicted. Passed out cold behind his desk. Satisfied, you go back to the living room. We good to go? Yeah, I don't think he'll be waking up anytime soon either. So what are we waiting for? Stripping naked, she lies back against the couch. Come over here and ravage me. Gazing in awe at her perfect figure, you waste no time shoving your cock into her pussy and start voraciously fucking her. Oh god, fuck me, Grim. Fuck me as hard as you can, as deep as you can. Who am I to refuse such a request? Almost as if she were challenging you, you thrust back and forth rapidly, your thighs almost burning as you do. Yes, yes, exactly like that. That's the spot. You pound her for a while longer, sweat dripping from both your bodies. I'm close, mother. No, not yet. I want to do something else. Huh? Sliding your dick out of her gaping hole, she turns over onto her hands and knees, her ass pointing up at you. I want you to put it in there again, please. Oh, really? Yes, I want your big, girthy cock deep in my ass. Oh, okay. If you're sure, I'm definitely down for it. I'm not sure. I'm begging you to do it. To hear her begging for it, it riles you up beyond reason. Ah, fuck. Just a little gentler. It's so big. How's that? Not too painful? No, it feels amazing. Keep that pace. And so you do, gently inserting and retracting your enormous throbbing cock to make your mother moan with inexplicable pleasure. Can't believe I'm actually doing anal with mother again. Just try going just a little bit faster. I want to see if I can handle it. Obeying yet again, you speed up, but while your mother's face was turned towards the couch and you focused on what you were doing, neither of you noticed your father waking up. Oh no! None of you noticed your father walking up right beside the two of you. Oh fuck! Oh, what the hell? What is it? Father, what? In an instant, she bounces up, her guys glued on to your father, who doesn't seem to be paying any attention. Honey? I think he's asleep? You think? If he weren't, don't you think he'd be reacting to this a little differently? Yeah, I guess you're right. He does sort of look out of it. Must be sleepwalking. So what do we do now? Maybe I should try telling him to go to bed? What if he wakes up? Not like we can just let him stay here. He could just as easily wake up any second now. True. Okay, go ahead. Honey? You look really tired. You better go to bed, right? Seeming to take her advice, your father turns around and goes for the stairs. Holy shit, I think it worked. Phew, that was a close call. Maybe it wasn't such a good idea to do this here. Tell me about it. I almost had a heart attack when I saw him. Lucky for us, he's gone now. She smiles at you naughtily, the look in her eyes suggesting what you've been hoping for. So, should we continue? Definitely. Besides, what kind of woman would I be if I left you unsatisfied? Getting back to the position she's been in before the interruption, you didn't hesitate picking up where you left off. Oh god, you're still so hard. That cock of yours didn't miss a beat, did it? Absolutely not. He's dreamed of doing this 1,000 times. Really? Well, I'm glad I could make some dreams come true. Now shut up and focus on pounding my ass like it's the last hole you'll ever fill. I'd die a happy man even if it was really the last hole. lurked up by the mere sight of your cock stuffed into the hole between her perfectly round cheeks, you start fiercely fucking her. As she moans something sounding like a mixture between pleasure and pain, you impale her, your balls slapping loudly against her pussy. Ah, 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 fuck! You're tearing me apart. Good. I want to feel all of it inside you. Beg for more. Please, honey, please fuck your mother's tight little ass. Fuck me as hard as you can. Good girl. You continue fucking her relentlessly, the squeezing tightness of her hole rapidly bringing you to the edge of climax. Shit, I'm gonna come. Not just yet, please. Just a little more. I can't. It's coming. Alright, fuck it then. Pour it in me. You want me to come inside? Yeah, I want to feel your warm semen seeping out of my asshole. After a few more thrusts, you release a loud groan as your pump streams into your mother. Yes, give it to me. I want it all. I did it. Pulling your dick out while ejaculate overflows from her small round hole. I can feel it dripping down, so warm. As you exhale deeply, you fall onto the couch beside her, exhausted, your legs jelly and cock drained. Wow, just wow. I take it you enjoyed this? God, yeah. I'm still surprised you were able to take it all the way. I'm kinkier than you think. Also, I still have a few more trips up my sleeve that you might be lucky enough to see. Can't wait. Neither can I. Although I think we should get cleaned up for now. Come on, let's go take a bath. Giddy, you and your mother go upstairs. Ready to jump in? Don't worry. I'll be here to give you a thorough rub down. Kinky. Damn right. I'll have to make sure to clean that big juicy python of yours, too. Don't worry, he doesn't bite. But I do, if that's something you'd be into. With you, I'm up for anything. That's what I want to hear. Oh, before we get in, I'd better get a fresh pair of underwear. I'll be waiting. With a sexy strut, your mother leaves the bathroom. I wonder what panties Grim would like. Lies. All lies. Is he talking in his sleep? Where were you? The heck is he rambling on about? Grace, you weren't there. Did he just say what I think he did? That I wasn't with Grace? How could he ever know that? How could he even know that? Because he called her. Rushing a little, she goes back to the bathroom. Oh, no panties? Bold, gotta say. Just shut up for a second. We have a problem. Huh? I just overheard your father talking in his sleep, and from the way it sounded, he somehow knows about us not going to Grace. Impossible. How could he possibly find out about that? He has even less of a relationship with her than you do. I know, but I'm telling you, he knows something's up. Come to think of it. What? Maybe that's why he's been so pissed at me today. I mean, we've had some pretty big fights before, but he's never reacted like this. Wait, he knows I was with you. You don't think he suspects? There's no way he suspects something like that. Although he's definitely suspicious about something. Who knows what's going through his head? So what are we going to do about it? Only a matter of time before he confronts you about it, and me, probably. We have to come up with another story, simple as that. At least he's not aware that we know about him knowing we lied. So when he confronts one of us about it, we already have another alibi ready. The only question is, what alibi? I honestly don't know. What excuse could we possibly come up with to explain where we went overnight? How about we tell him we went back to check out on a college? Or we went to check out a college. A college? Why would we do that? Well, I did just finish high school, so... Even though it says university... It's believable that I might just be interested in going to college, right? Yeah, I suppose. Are you, though? Interested in going to college? Yeah, is that something you've been thinking about lately? I mean, maybe a little. I haven't talked to Mia about it so she can vouch for us. If Father doesn't buy it off the bat, you know. That's not actually a bad idea. Although why wouldn't we tell him about it sooner? Maybe we say we didn't want to get his hopes up in case it doesn't pan out? You know, like if I applied and didn't get accepted? Well, that's pretty good. Plus, for good measure, I'll confess it to him tomorrow morning before he can bring it up. Good idea. That way he won't suspect you're just scrambling for an excuse once he mentions it first. Exactly. You know, all this stress really tired me out. Think I might just head off to bed. You don't mind, do you? Of course not, I understand. Night, Mother. And good luck tomorrow. Thanks and good night, sweetie. Oh, I almost forgot. Good luck with that Emma plan of yours. Hopefully we can finally get rid of that slut. I'll do my best. I know you will. Again, good night. With that, she leaves and goes to bed. Damn, I was really looking forward to this bath. Well, there's always another day. Right now, I have more pressing things to deal with, and one of those things includes paying Sam a visit. Okay, I remember reading that part. I'll go there now. After calling Sam, you meet him in his backyard. Sorry to call you out of the blue like this, but I really need your help. This isn't about Mia again, is it? Because no offense, but I'm getting sick of hearing about your sexual adventures. This isn't so much about me as it's about my mother. No way. Yes way. Your mother? Huh? And like a why is there two commas? In like a semi-consensual way, I presume? She was asleep or, I don't know, drunk? Oh, it's consensual, all right. With some of the stuff we've done, there's no way it couldn't be. The amount of jealousy I'm feeling right now is actually causing me physical pain, just so you know. Falling face first into pussy. I have my moments, but I didn't come here to brag. I should hope not. And please stop telling me about all these conquests unless I'm getting laid too. Fair enough. Can we get back to what I came here for? There should be 1-0 there. Fine, go ahead. Well, I won't get into it, but Emma found out about it. And you know Emma. That she's probably a sociopath? No shit. So what's she done? She's using it to blackmail us. You're in a fucked spot. Though I'm not sure what you want me to do about it. Not like I can make her stop. No, but with your help, we can get some leverage on her. At least that way, she'll be a lot less inclined to pull anything. My help? What could I possibly do? Simple. I want to get a video of you and Emma fucking. Hate to break it to you, Grim. Unfortunately for me, Emma doesn't show any signs of wanting you or your and me as a relationship. Not even close. Well, you managed to fuck her once, right? It's not that impossible to make it happen again. Under the right circumstances, of course. And those circumstances... the extinction of the entire population. Excuse me, we'll try that again. Are those circumstances the extinction of the entire population except her and me? Because I don't think even that's going to be enough. Then it's a good thing the circumstances are even better than that. Basically, Emma's horny, and I mean really horny. So, didn't she just go out with Mia? Pretty sure she won't have a problem finding some rando to fuck. She won't if Mia does what she's supposed to do. Yeah, I'm confused now. I'll put it this way. What do you get with a girl who's sexually frustrated, teased, and just the right amount of drunk? The girl in my dreams? Close, you get a girl who just about screw anyone. Including you, pal. God, I wish that was true. I just don't see it happening. Then get ready to thank me when I prove you wrong. Okay, I'll humor you. How exactly is this gonna go down? Alright, listen. Quickly, you go over all the details. Got it? Yeah, I suppose so. Good. Now I gotta go home and wait for the girls to come home. Wish me luck. Yeah, good luck. You go back into the house, deciding to watch some TV while you wait. However, not long after, you doze off. Well, later the girls come back. Why did you drag me back here? Haven't you ruined my night enough? Oh, come on, the night's still young. Don't tell me you're ready to hit the sack already. Maybe you haven't been such a fucking cock blocker all night. Whatever, let's go. Looks like that idiot passed out watching TV. Almost had as bad a night as I did, probably. Stop being a drama queen, Em. Like I said, the night's not over yet. Why the hell is he asleep? This can't be a part of his plan, could it? Can I please just go home already? Not that I'm drunk enough, but if I go to bed now, maybe I'll forget this night ever happened. Just relax for a minute. I'm busting to go to the toilet. I promise we'll have fun as soon as I come back. Fine, hurry up. My patience is pretty close to running out. With that, me at least for the bathroom. God, he looks like such a dweeb lying there with his mouth open. Although, Mia did promise me some fun, and since I obviously can't count on her for it, why not make my own? Crouching down in front of you, Emma carefully unbuttons your pants, taking out your dick. Don't think I'll ever get over the fact that this monster is attached to Grimm. With her hand clasping gently around the base of your cock, Emma licks along the shaft. How am I already getting wet? Looks like the itch is bigger than I thought. For a short time, she continues working her tongue on your dick. Her hand simultaneously stroking up and down as she did. Ah! As the stimulation snapped you awake, you see Emma bent down in front of you. Ah, I was really hoping to see if I could finish before you woke up. Well, guess I can't. Where'd you come from? Wait, what time is it? I don't know, like 3? Seriously? Fuck, I've been asleep for hours. What, you got somewhere else to be? Where's Mia? Bathroom again. Drinks sure do run right through that girl. Standing up, you hastily button your pants back up. What are you doing? I wasn't done. We still got some unfinished business from this afternoon, remember? She reaches out towards your pants. Mia's gonna be back any second. You really want her to catch us like this? Honestly, I really don't give a fuck. She ruined my night completely, so it's only fair I get the next best thing. She's not thinking straight. Good. That'll work in my favor when the time comes. Just be patient, okay? You'll get what you want soon enough. Why the delay? Don't tell me you're gonna go pop a Viagra or two, right? I'm kidding. As much as I hate complimenting you, you definitely don't need it. Thanks, I think. As Emma stands up, Mia comes back from the bathroom. Oh, look who's up. It's that boring without us around, isn't it? I maybe use the word peaceful. You say this while glaring at Emma. So now that you're awake, want to do something? I have an idea. Who wants to eat my pussy? Mia looks at you for an answer, unsure how to react. Why don't we go outside to the pool for a bit instead? The pool? Won't the water be freezing? Before Mia even finished her thought, Emma, with lightning speed, strips out of her dress. Then it's a good thing we're pretty buzzed, right? That'll numb the senses a bit. Darting for the door, Emma provocatively turns back to you and Mia. And if that doesn't work, we could always warm each other up. Wink, wink. And she darts to the backyard. She's certainly in a sexed up state, isn't she? That's because I did a damn good job. I didn't let a single guy get near her all night long. And it's fucking hard, trust me. Thanks, knew I could count on you. And what about you? What about me? Oh, you're wondering if I grabbed a few phone numbers, maybe? Did you? Nope. With a little smirk, Mia peps you on the cheek. What was that for? No reason, really. Just felt like doing it, I guess. Come on, don't keep us waiting for too long. Mia heads outside, too. Feeling pretty good about your plan, you follow Mia outside. Damn, it really is cold as fuck. You're not really convincing me to get in there. I can see you shivering from here. Then come in here and change that. What are you, a wuss? What do you think, Grim? Want to see me take this tight dress off and go splashing around the pool naked? I think that'd be a great idea. I bet you do. With her eyes glued to you, Mia seductively peels her dress off, her breasts bouncing as they're freed from the tight material clinging to them. Wow. Pick your jaw off the floor, Grim. You ain't seen nothing yet. With almost a run, Mia jumps into the pool. Has anyone told you how hot you look when we wet? How hot you look when wet? Not really, no. Well, not this kind of wet, at least. Hopefully we get to see both tonight. Now get over here. Taking Mia in her arms, Emma gives her a deep, lustful kiss. Man, two model-level chicks making out in a pool. Under different circumstances, this would have been amazing to just watch, but I got a plan to stick to. Hey, anyone in the mood for a drinking game? Nah, not really in the mood for that kind of thing tonight. Plus, I'm more than occupied with this hottie right here. How about you come in and join us instead? I'm sure we can think up of an even better game to play. Thought I fixed those. As tempting as that sounds, I'm positive you'll both like this even more. Fine. Just so you know, if it doesn't involve me getting down with either of you, I'll be super pissed. Awesome. Hey, Mia, can you give me a hand with the vodka bottles? Oh, sure. Oh, vodka, my favorite. I know. Of course I know. That's the main reason I chose it. If I want to get you hammered, it has to at least be booze you like. Getting out of the pool, Mia brushes off as much water dripping down her as she could. Gotta remove that. Okay, let's go. You and Mia go inside and into the kitchen. Jeez, sure you got enough? Isn't three bottles a bit much? Probably, but it's better to have too much than not enough. How about you finally enlighten me on what this plan of yours is exactly? Should be a S there. Ever heard of the game Never Have I Ever? I think so. Remind me just in case. Don't worry, it's simple. You just say shit you haven't done and whoever has done it drinks. Example, never have I ever blown someone. If you've done that, you drink. If not, you don't. Yeah, I think I played that already. Let me try. Never have I ever molested someone in their sleep. And if I understand it right, you'd have to take a shot, right? Haha, well played. And how are you planning on using this to get leverage on Emma? Because instead of us all sharing a bottle, we'll each have our own. Yours and mine are replaced with water, so as the game goes on, she'll get drunker and we won't? You got it. Of course we'll have to pretend to be drunk, too, so she doesn't get suspicious. But I can't risk the plan getting fucked up because we got drunk. Well, I've done a lot of pretending, so this should be easy. With you, mostly, now that I think of it. As if. I've made sounds come for you that there's no way. Nope. Not now way. They're from this earth, let alone faked. Well played yourself. So, can I look forward to making some of those noises tonight? More than ever, in fact. I want Emma drunk, horny, and sexually neglected than she'd ever been. And when she eventually reaches a tipping point, Sam appears. Her cock in shining armor. You're catching on fast, not calving. So the idea is pushing Emma far enough that she'd even fuck Sam? Pretty much. You think it'll work? Not sure. Then again, you didn't see her at the club. Almost like a bitch in heat. And that was while she was still sober. Good, if I can get a video of her and Sam fucking, she can't hold anything over us anymore. True, though I still think you're being too paranoid. Emma would never do that to me. Yeah, but I'm not so sure she wouldn't do it to Mother and me. Like I said, just in case. You take bottles out of the fridge. Okay, I think we're ready. You just give the untampered bottle to Emma. Roger that. Oh, one more thing. When we're playing, try using things you know Emma's definitely done. And if possible, stuff you're sure we haven't. As long as I keep it sexual, it'll be a piece of cake. I might be far from a virgin, but I got nothing on that girl. Perfect, let's go. Finally, you go back to the backyard. Finally, I was starting to get cold. I hope that vodka you got does the trick of warming me up. Here, but don't start throwing it back just yet. We have a game to play. A whole bottle just for me? Maybe this will be fun. We're gonna play Never Have I Ever. Heard of it? Of course. Normal rules? Yeah. So anyone want to go first? Oh, I'll start. Where do I start? Got it. Never have I ever eaten ass. I actually haven't done that. Me neither. Seriously? And here I was thinking that was an easy one. Yeah, because who hasn't eaten ass? You roll your eyes as Emma takes a drink from her bottle. Okay, my turn now. Never have I ever had a threesome with two of my teachers. Hey, that's not fair. You purposely said something that you knew I'd done before. Holy shit, for real? Unfortunately, yeah. Not my proudest fucks either. Why not? Three words, fat, old, and bald. Why'd you do it then? Why do you think? I was flunking your classes and thought I'd hit two birds with one stone. Get it over in one foul swoop, you know? I guess. Anyway, let's move along. Your turn, Grim. Forgetting something? Take a drink. Oh, right. Emma takes a sip from her bottle. You got some really good stuff here. I can already feel it going to my head. So here's the deal. From now on, we only make guesses. It's not fair or fun if it's always stuff you already know. This makes things a little trickier. Then again, is there even anything Emma hasn't done? Alright, here goes. Never have I ever been fucked in all holes at once. Damn it! With an expression of both irritation and defeat, Emma takes another sip, and then so does Mia. Mia, really? Sorry. Ha ha ha, who's the slut now? Both of you, apparently. My turn now. Is it even possible to name something that you wouldn't have to drink to? Here's one. Never have I ever sucked my father's dick. Well, I can guarantee I haven't done that one. What about you, Mia? Ever done something like that? The fuck, is this bitch already hammered? Why would she ask something like that right in front of Grim? No, of course not. Gross. You sure? Because I seem to recall a time when... Shut up, Emma. Stop screwing around. Seems the lady doth protest a tad too much. With Emma smiling wickedly, knowingly, you look over at Mia, shocked. Mia? She's kidding, as if I'd ever do something like that. Tell him, Emma. Tell him you're just messing around. Okay, calm your tits. Yeah, I'm messing around. Anyway, it's your turn now. Yes, I did notice that typo there. Over the next 15 minutes or so, after the tension between Mia and Emma pass, the game continues in a happier ambience. As shot after shot is thrown back, you're paying close attention to Emma, looking for the perfect time to end the game. Soon enough! I think that's about enough of this for tonight. We've all gotten, a bit too drunk. Of course you were lying, Emma was the only one actually drunk. Yeah, this is pretty boring. About fucking time. I thought this game would never end. But I still haven't fucked anyone. And I said I would. Her voice trembled as she said this. Her eyes beginning to well up too. Whoops, excuse me, guys. Is she gonna cry? Wow, she's drunk more than enough. It's like I'm witnessing a lunar eclipse. Emma crying? And not while she's gagging on a cock. I need to get fucked. Shut up, Emma. You're gonna wake our mother and father with all your yelling. I don't care. Didn't expect her to get this hysterical. I'd better get things going before she wakes everybody up. You look over at Mia and nod, signaling it's time to move on to the next step. Well, since you're so cock-hungry, maybe this'll cheer you up. Seconds later, how does that look? Maintaining eye contact with Emma, Mia slowly starts jerking you off. Would it make it happy if I shove this in your tight pussy? Still pouting a little, Emma answers. Maybe a little. Then I might just have to do that. Although you know what they say, first come, first serve. Opening wide, Mia takes the entire length of your cock into her mouth. That's it. Hey, no fair. I need a lot more than you do. Too bad. You'll have to wait your turn. She says with that in her mouth. I don't know. Ugh, bitch. Doing everything she could to make Emma jealous. She licked, sucked, and slurped up and down every inch of your penis. She's really going for it. Between this and the stripping, there's no doubt Mia's a natural performer. Pissed off, Emma just sat there staring at Mia blowing you. She was angry, but still too turned on to look away. Now it's my turn. No, wait. Fuck me, Grim. Fuck me as hard as you did the first time. You can't do that. At least fucking share. With both of you ignoring Emma's protests, Mia inserts your cock into her sopping wet pussy. Fuck me. As you start thrusting in and out, you attempt making Emma even more jealous by squeezing and slapping Mia's ass. The chemistry between you and Mia was making Emma feel more and more neglected, and it was written all over her face. She was fuming. Now's about the time to call Sam. I just hope he didn't fall asleep already. Inconspicuously as possible, you retrieve your phone from your pocket. After speed dialing Sam, you wait a minute or two and hang up, hoping it's enough of a sign for him. And then... That's enough. I'm over this. I want to ride him too. Mia! Just a little longer. No, get off him right now. You'll just keep going otherwise. Whoa, what's going on over here? Sam, the fuck are you doing here? I heard a ruckus and came to check it out. And seeing what's going on here, I'm glad I did. They're being mean. I'm just sitting here while they ignore me. Well, it looks like we're even numbered now. Maybe you could let Sam keep you company for a while. Sam, no way! Sam sucks. Bit harsh. Well, Grim's busy with me now, so either wait or go with Sam, your choice. Trust me, I'll make it memorable if you choose me. How about you show me the goods first? I forgot what it looks like. Sure thing. In a split second, Sam's pants were down. You know what? I'm too fucking horny to care. Score. Get over here and eat me out a little before I shove that dick of yours inside me. While you continue fucking Mia, Sam wastes no time in going down on Emma. Just a little higher. Just look a little higher. Like this? Yeah, like that. Fuck, that feels awesome. Turn around and let me do you doggy. I want to get in position to record everything. Not wanting Emma to hear you, Mia just nods and does as you asked. After the pose change, you slide your cock back into her and resume pounding. That'll do. Now put it in, loser. How about you shut your whore mouth for a change and let me fuck the shit out of you? What the fuck did you just... Actually, you talking like that is kind of turning me on. Keep going. Now's my chance. All I gotta get is a quick video. That'll be enough. With Emma entirely focused on her pussy getting fucked, you took the shot to start recording. Thrust harder, Sam. You're not doing it right. Just shut up. You're throwing my rhythm off. Not the proudest fuck you'd want recorded, but I did fulfill what I promised him. Work your hips more. I said shut it. I'm doing the best I can. Quiet down, you two. Fuck, it's been so long since I had sex, the pressure's gonna be getting to me. And her attitude ain't helping either. Think I got more than enough. They really are cringeworthy. Just as you put your phone down, Emma looks at you. I want to do it with you now. Don't know how much longer I can take this, lazy cock. I'm about to fall asleep. Hey, me, you look down at Mia looking for a way to react. I'm not done with him yet. Just give me a couple minutes more. No, I want to go now. You can have him all to yourself as soon as I'm done. Come on, Mia. God damn it, fine. You better hurry up about it. Oh, I will, trust me. Pulling away from Sam at the same time Mia pulls away from you, Emma certainly shoves your cock in her pussy. Oh yeah, much better. Now fuck me like a real man should. Yeah, the fuck just happened? Did I just get cucked? Yeah, pretty much. This is uncomfortable. I can feel Sam's and Mia's eyes on me. Neither of them looks like they're enjoying this. You start pounding Emma with everything you had, hoping to get this over with as soon as possible. Watching you screw Emma, Sam decides perhaps foolishly to take a shot at Mia. Hey Mia, what? Since these guys are having so much fun together, why don't we do the same? I don't think so. She said this with total assuredness, and leaving not even a sliver of hope that he could change her mind. Simply wasn't gonna happen. Why does Grim get to do them, but I can't do you? What are you, 5? Stop being a fucking crybaby and get over it. I'm not having sex with you, period. Know what? I don't have to stand here and watch this. Fuck all you. Sam, just hold on a minute. Forget him and keep going. I'm so close. Since I'm all alone here, mind if I join in? Sure. Get over here. Maybe I can give my mouth something to do while Grim fucks my brains out. I love the sound of that. Shifting into a better position, Mia spreads her legs in front of Emma, while you continue rigorously pounding your pussy. Almost immediately, Emma starts licking Mia's pink wet pussy. Her tongue playing around, sliding along Mia's lips. Your tongue feels amazing, Em. Gyrating your hips, your cock rubs around every side of Emma's walls. From the moan she was making, you knew she was close. Fuck, I'm... As your thighs tremble violently, you felt the rest of her sweet, glistened body tense up. Ah! Shh, you're way too loud. Wow, just wow, you weren't lying when you said how horny you were. Thank God, finally, I'm satisfied. And after a moment of silence, Emma manages to come back to her senses. Well, this was fun. You're leaving? Why wouldn't I? I got what I needed. What other reason do I have for staying? Well, for one thing, my clit hasn't yet gotten what it needed. I think this guy can more than handle it from here. Besides, I'm sure you'd like some time, some alone time for a bit of proper lovemaking. Shut up. Uh-huh. Keep denying it, babe. Anyway, I'm out of here. Have fun, you guys. Saying this, she leaves. Chuckle, what an idiot. Lovemaking? As if, right? Yeah, real idiot. A prolonged, awkward silence ensued. So, what do you want to do? Not sure. You want to continue? Preferably, yes. I'm still pretty hard. Chuckle. Yeah, you sure are. Okay, let's go. But don't go gentle on me, understood? Got it. You merely understood the subtext of what she was saying. She wants to fuck, no romance involved. And as she requested, you do just that. You are thrusting with such force that even the sound of your balls slapping her skin was loud. Rough enough for you? Ah, uh-huh. You keep pounding as hard and deep as you can. Switching positions, you do your best to maintain the quick pace, grinding your body against hers. Consciously, carefully, trying not to let it get too intimate. A little intimate as sex can get, naturally. And it was in no way easy. You fought the urge to wrap your arms around her, caress her almost glowing, moonlit skin. The urge to breathe in the sweet, scented shampoo she uses on her hair. Most of all, you were fighting the urge to kiss her, to feel her soft lips against yours before telling her how much she matters to you. Suddenly, fully swept up in your daze, you release into her completely. It was only once you hear the faint, breathy whimpers of Mia's voice that you snap back to reality. Grim? Yeah. Did you just... As the sexual craze you were in diminishes, panicked, you pull out of Mia. Shit! So, you did do it? Fuck, I'm so sorry, Mia. I got carried away. It's okay, you don't have to freak out. What do you mean? I'm on the pill, it's fine. Really? Yeah, I've been taking them ever since we had the same problem last time. Good thing I did, it seems. Again, I'm sorry. It really was an accident. Relax, I told you it's fine, right? I suppose it was bound to happen again. Yeah, maybe. You notice the sullen look on her face. There's no doubt in your mind something was bothering her. I think I'm going to call it a night. Yeah, okay. If you want. Unless there's something you want to talk about? No, I'm all good. Just nodding her head, Mia stands up and walks back inside without another word. You just had to go and make it weird, didn't you, Grim? Dumbass. Nothing else to do, you go to bed, too. Next morning, while you were still fast asleep, your mother and father got out of bed and are getting dressed. Honey, can we talk? Look, I know you pissed off about me the other day, but there's something I gotta get off my chest. I'm listening. You know how I told you... You know how I told you that me and Grim went to go see Grace? I remember. Is she gonna admit you lied about it? Well, I wasn't being entirely truthful. No, actually, it was a complete lie. Was it now? Huh. Yeah, truth is, and I shouldn't tell you because Grim asked me not to, but lying about it is eating me up. We went to go see a college. A college? What for? Spelled wrong. Apparently, Grim's been thinking about it for a while now, and they were having a look around at the one he was interested in. He asked me to go with him. That's it? What do you mean? Oh, nothing. Never mind. Although I don't understand why he didn't talk to me about it. I mean, why the big secret? He knows how much you want him to go, so he didn't want to get your hopes up. In case he didn't end up getting admitted or something, you know? Really? Wow, I don't know what to say. Yeah, really. You do know we'll have to talk about it eventually, right? I know, just not until he's ready, okay? Alright, if that's what you want, I do, thank you. And sorry about snapping at you before it was uncalled for. Suppose I was just stressed and lashed out at you. Don't worry about it. I understand where you were coming from now. Let's just move on, huh? I'd like that. She walks over to him and kisses him on the cheek. Me too. Not long after, your mother decides to come and share her success with you. That must have been one of the best rests that I've had in a long time. Stress relief from having to worry about Emma anymore. Stress relief from not having to worry about Emma anymore, I guess. Morning, Grim. Got some news I know you'll be happy to hear. It makes two of us. You go first, though. Earlier this morning, I told your father the story we thought up for what we really did. He bought it completely. Nice. Wait, how are you so sure he bought it? We've been married for over 20 years. Trust me, I can tell whether he believes me or not. Guess that's true. Also, I told him not to talk to you about it since it's a touchy subject for you. So you won't have to worry about him bringing it up to you. Sweet, I knew you'd do it right. Yup. So, your news? I'm guessing it's about that plan you had for Emma. See for yourself. Pulling your phone out, you show her the recording of Sam and Emma fucking. What the? Is that Emma? With who's that? Sam? Correct. Emma would definitely hate it if this got out, right? Well, anyone would. Can't believe what I'm seeing. What a hypocrite. Tell me about it. Wait, is that something those two regularly do? Oop. Or was it all you're doing? Both are sort of true, I guess. Either way, it was a success. That's a load off my mind, gotta be honest. Saying this, she starts heading for the door. Also, with the other things sorted out, we should have nothing to worry about anymore. Come on, I'll make you a nice big breakfast as a thank you. I hope it's not the only thank you you'll get. I hope it's not the only thank you I'll get, chuckle. You just have to wait and find out. With that, she leaves. Not too long, I hope. Wonder if Mia's still in bed. Who am I kidding? Of course she is. I should probably go talk to her before breakfast, especially since things ended so weirdly last night. You get dressed and head to Mia's room. Okay, I don't know if this is the end or what, but that went on a lot longer than I thought it did. We gotta be close to the end unless there's a whole nother fucking script I didn't look at. I will check it out, guys, and we will see. But at any rate, this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley, and we're out for Mia, and we'll have more Mia next time, hopefully finishing it.